And now this is a dictation for Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, Markel, M-A-R-K-E-L, January 2nd, 77. Mr. Merkel comes in person for follow-up regarding the congenital absence of the right kidney, does have a clinical diagnosis of tuberous sclerosis with multiple masses on the left kidney, thought to be related for angiomyolipoma, follows at University of Michigan Urology, progressive increased size of the masses. In January, they did embolization of the tumor, femoral approach without any complications. He's going to have MRI follow-up on the next few days. Review system is completely negative. Weight actually up from 233 to 253. However, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness or blood, no abdominal or back or flank pain, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no headaches, no edema, no claudication symptoms. Next paragraph. Medications include a combined amlodipine, benazepril. Next paragraph, he is alert, oriented, sign 3, no respiratory distress, typical changes on the facial skin from the tuberous sclerosis, no facial asymmetry, no oral wheezes, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema, no neurological problems. Blood pressure 120/82 on the left side. Next paragraph, chemistries. In January, creatinine 1.3, stable over time. A normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal acid base. GFR better than 60, although in the past has been in the 50-55 stage 3. Normal white blood cell platelets. Hemoglobin minor decrease 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Congenital absence of the right kidney. Next number, CKD stage 3 or better, fluctuating over time, but no progression. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, multiple masses on the left kidney, suggestive of angiomyolipoma, as indicated above, recent embolization. Next number, hypertension, acceptable, well controlled. Next number, very mild anemia, does not require treatment. All chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.